But what I'm going to talk about today is the other things that the Tim Cole Act did. It established the Tim Cole Advisory Panel on Wrongful Convictions. And then in 2015, the legislature formed the Timothy Cole Exoneration Review Commission, an Innocence Commission, to review exonerations in Texas and consider possible solutions to try to prevent wrongful convictions in the future. The Timothy Cole Advisory Panel, and then subsequently the Timothy Cole Exoneration Commission, made 11 recommendations. They focused on areas like eyewitness identification procedures, like those at issue in Timothy Cole's case, mandatory automatic discovery procedures they recommended, post-conviction proceedings they recommended amending Chapter 64 governing motions for forensic DNA testing, and creating a scientific evidence writ. So some of these things you may recognize have already occurred in previous legislatures, such as the Michael Morton Act regarding mandatory discovery procedures and Article 11073. That would be the scientific evidence writ. They also recommended mandating recording custodial interrogations, and that didn't really occur until the last legislative session. So the Texas Tribune reported in 2017, this year, Texas legislators continued efforts to prevent wrongful convictions by passing a law focused on fixing unreliable jailhouse informants, unfair police station lineups, and coerced confessions. That bill was HB 34. The author was Representative John Smithy of Amarillo. And almost every Texas legislator voted for the bill. And Michelle Feldman, a legislative strategist at the Innocence Project, said, Texas at this point is the gold standard in innocence reform.